It's been just over a year since Bruce Wark published the first in a series of articles looking at allegations of harassment and bullying in the Sackville Fire Department. Wark spoke with a number of current and former firefighters who told him that although they had brought their concerns to the town's senior management, they went nowhere and no actions were taken to address them. Since then, the town of Sackville hired Montana Consulting to do a comprehensive workplace assessment of the fire department, and in September 2021, Montana handed over their report, containing 20 recommended actions, to town of Sackville CAO Jamie Burke. Montana also presented on their findings to Sackville Council and firefighters, and now town staff say they are working on implementing the recommendations. But just what those 20 recommendations are, and the contents of the report and presentations discussing them, remains confidential. That bothers Bruce Wark. The longtime journalist and former journalism professor filed a formal request under the New Brunswick Right to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, also known as RTIPA, to the town's clerk, Donna Beal, requesting access to the report. Beal denied that request, citing a section of the RTIPA that excludes the results of personnel or harassment investigations. That decision didn't sit right with Wark. He says the Montana report is more than just a personnel investigation, since the scope was a department-wide workplace assessment.
I think it's worth noting that when the town announced that it was commissioning Montana Consulting to do that report, it called it a comprehensive workplace assessment and said that the town was committed to revising the bylaw governing the fire department. And then here's the clincher. These steps are designed to ensure that recent allegations are independently and impartially examined. And that refers to the allegations from former firefighters and current firefighters that was contained in my reporting about persistent bullying, harassment, favoritism, violation of safety rules, all of those kinds of things that had been going on for several years at the fire department and had resulted in at least 17 resignations of volunteers. So, you know, I felt I should get the whole report and should be able to judge for myself or any member of the public whether there was an independent, impartial, and thorough examination of these charges.
Wark points out that he expected privacy concerns to affect what was released, as is often the practice when public bodies answer Freedom of Information requests.
I've never argued that if there are specific names and privacy concerns within the report, that should not be redacted before it's released publicly. That's the way it works with freedom of information generally, is that when someone applies for a report in any other jurisdiction other than New Brunswick, they look at the full thing, they decide, well, there are some things in here that we can't release publicly, so they redact them, they cross them out, and then they release the rest. Here, the claim is that the whole report, every single word and comma and exclamation mark in it, has to be kept private, and that is, I think it's insupportable.
After getting an outright no from the town clerk on his request, Wark decided to take the matter to the next level and filed the complaint with the provincial ombud. In defending his complaint, he consulted the work of the Center for Law and Democracy, which has published toolkits for judges to help them reflect international standards on freedom of information, as well as reports on Canada's access to information systems.
Really, the intent of access to information or right to information is to give the maximum allowable to the person seeking the information and just to really have very few exceptions that are very carefully defined. In this case, it's just the broad brush. Okay, this is a personnel investigation, therefore you can't see anything in this report. And I think I don't think that would fly in Nova Scotia, frankly, or Ontario, or anywhere else I've worked. I just think this is a peculiar thing in New Brunswick. The other thing here, of course, is we don't have an access to information commissioner. When she retired in 2017, they transferred the access to information to what was called the Integrity commissioner, and then in 2019 it went to the ombud. Now, the ombud is dealing with a whole range of things, not just access to information, and I'm not sure, you know, maybe I'm bitter, I don't know, but I'm not sure there's the expertise in the ombuds office that you would have in a dedicated access to information commissioner. Because, you know, this is just one thing on their plate, and they've got a lot of things there to worry about, and I'm not sure that the ombud is particularly expert in this complex field.
Work's complaint to the ombud was dealt with by an investigator who backed the town's position, citing a previous decision whereby citizens in Tracadie were also denied access to a workplace assessment on their fire department. After Work pursued his complaint, she doubled down, citing another section of the Act that allows for the protection of advice, opinions, proposals, or recommendations developed by or for a public body. Work still persisted and on April 22nd got his final decision from Ombud Marie-France Pelletier. She backed up her investigator and refused to investigate the matter further. That means that, short of someone taking the town to court, the Montana report and its 20 recommendations to improve the working conditions of the Sackville Fire Department will remain protected from public view. I asked Work how he felt that left things in terms of his future coverage of the issues that he helped bring to light.
Well, I wrote a story the other day that it's a year. It's almost exactly a year since my first story on April 13th, I think it was, 2021. And the fire department is still in crisis, judging by what I'm hearing, that they're still short-staffed, that they're still facing longer response times than there should be to fire calls. So, I mean, Jamie Burke, the CAO, is saying, well, we're working on the bylaw, and we'll soon have something there, and see how that goes. And they'll be bringing things forward, it's true, and we can kind of judge them, but we can't measure them against the report, which was supposed to be independent, impartial, and a thorough investigation. So we're kind of blinded there, and it doesn't help that the town council itself, that the councillors who could be demanding more information are not doing it, because as we found out during the campaign for the last council, and you were asking them on CHMA in a candidates forum about the fire department, and they were saying, the councillors running for re-election were saying, well, these are personnel matters, and that's not for us as councillors to get into. In fact, I have a quote here somewhere from Bill Evans, who said, it is not up to us to get into this. These are human resources matters. And so when you take that kind of point of view, not only is it hard for journalists or members of the public to ask questions at council about what is or is not happening with the fire department, the councillors themselves aren't in much of a position either, because they're not seeing the full report, even though many of them don't seem too unhappy with that. It's the old idea in Sackville, I think, and it's kind of been rigidly adhered to for a while now, ever since I've been covering council, since 2016, that management, the CAO, handle personnel matters, that the councillors stay out of that. It's none of their business, even when, as in this case with the fire department, we're learning that the place was in a kind of shambles and chaos, a place that is supposed to be in charge of protecting people's safety. So, you know, it's frustrating, but as long as this stays in place the way it is, I think that it's going to be harder to cover what reforms are being made and whether they're effective or not.
That's journalist Bruce Work talking about the decision to keep a workplace assessment report on the Sackville Fire Department, along with its 20 recommendations, out of public view. Despite that decision, town staff say they have now been working towards the implementation of the recommendations. At an April council meeting, CAO Jamie Burke told council that revisions to the fire department bylaws would be a fundamental part of improvements, and that the town's legal team would soon be ready to bring those changes to council and the fire service. And despite not having access to the Montana report, Wark is continuing to cover what's happening at the fire department.
I have my sources, so I'm not completely in the dark. I do know things that are happening there, although we have to be careful there because people, you know, can be put at risk if they're, you know, exposed to the wrath of the town. So it has to be handled carefully, but there are still sources of information about what is or is not happening in the department, and that's about all you can do. And you can also raise questions at council meetings, and I think the firefighters themselves might raise questions. We saw Travis Thurston raising questions at a recent council meeting too about response times and asking whether the town keeps track of those, and we found out that they don't. It's something that won't necessarily go away because it's too important a thing to let drop.
That's Bruce Wark, local journalist, sometime contributor to Tantramar Report, and publisher of worktimes.com.